Good morning. We begin a brand new Masechta today, Masechta Tamid, a very, very important Masechta that deals with some of the issues concerning the carbon that's brought every single day. But before we get into the carbon, we also have a responsibility to understand how the Beis HaMikdash functioned every single day. And so the Mishnah begins with Shlosh Mekomos in three places. HaKohanim Shomer Beis HaMikdash. The Kohanim serve in the Beis HaMikdash. What are the three places? Beis HaTinas, Beis HaNitzos, Beis HaMokid. They served as watchmen in Beis Avtinas, Beis Anitzos, and Beis Amokid. Beis Avtinas and Beis Anitzos, Sayu Alios. In Beis Avtinas and Beis Anitzos, they were the upper levels. V'arovim shomrim sham. And you should just know that the young Kohanim, who were not allowed to do Avodah yet, they served over there as guards. Beis Amokid Kippa. Just understand the Beis Amokid had a ceiling on top of it. And it was a big place. Mokaf Ruvden Shel Evan. It was surrounded by spikes that were made out of stone, right? Bezikni Beisav Yishenim Sham, and the Zikni Beisav would sleep there. Maftachos Hazar Biadam. They held on to the keys to the Azara. Upirchekuna Ish Kisto Baaretz. And as far as the younger Kohanim were concerned, they would sleep with their cloaks on the ground. Lo yu yishenim big day kodesh. Don't think that means that they were wearing the big day kahuna. Elaposhtenu mekaplenu manichenu son tachas rashen. They would take them off, they would fold them up, and they would put it under their heads as a pillow. Miskasin b'kususasman, and they would wear their own clothing. Eirik carry lechad mehem. If one of them became tamei tumas carry, if had he had a seminal omission, yotzei b'holich lo b'mesiba ha'olechas tachas abira. He would go in a process that would go underneath the harabayas. He walk in the tunnel, vaneros dolkim mikano mikan, and then he would go through in that tunnel, which was dark, but they would light it with candles. Atraya magila beis atfil until he came to the special mikvah. Umadur haisa sham, and there was a big fire over there. Ubeis kisei shel kavod, and there was a bathroom over there, right? So he would be able to go to the bathroom. Vizaya Kvodo, right? And this was the way for him to preserve his honor. Insofar as Mitzon Nol Yodesh Isham Adam. If he saw that the bathroom was locked, he knew there was somebody there. Pasuach, if it was open, Yodesh Ainsham Adam, he knew that nobody was there. Yarad Vitaval Olivan Stapek, he went down, he went to the mikveh, he came up, he cleaned himself off, and then he was freezing. So Nishamin Kineged HaMadura, he would warm himself up by the Madura. He would come and stay next to his brothers, the Kohanim, in the Beis HaMoked, until the gates came up, and then he would slip out because he was a Tvuyom. And a Tvuyom is not allowed to do Avodah. Mishu wrote Salit Truma Samizbeach. If somebody wanted to do Truma Samizbeach, in other words, in the morning, the very first Avodah that was done in the Beis HaMikdash was Truma Sadeshin. And somebody wanted to do that, would get up extra early, Betovel, and he would go to the mikvah, Ad Shel Yavo HaMemuna, before the Memuna would come. Chibez Hashah HaMemuna Bas, so when did the Memuna come? So the answer is, there was no set time. Lo Kol Ha'itim Shavos, Bamashu Bami Kriyas HaGever. Sometimes he would come at the time the rooster started to, make noise. Some people say that he would come when the cruz, you can see the spot of the cruz in the Beis HaMikdash. So he would come and say, Imdu Kohanim Lavodaschem, get up, Kohanim, and come to your Avodah. Zaya Samach La'alos HaShachar. That was very close to the Alos HaShachar. O Samach La'o, he would come a time a little bit before Mofanam Me'achorav. HaMemuna Baba Dofik Aleim, the Memuna would come. He had to get into the Azara. He said the Azara, the gates were locked. So he would knock on the door. And then they would open up. Some of them he would say, Misha Tavo Yavo Biafis. Anybody who did Fila should come along and he should go ahead and put his fingers in. He pisan so that they could do a lottery. Right? He pisu Zacha Misha Zacha. Once they did the lottery, and that is described in Mesachta Yuma, so the person who was able to be Zocha in Truma Sadeshen, he was able to go ahead and do the Truma Sadeshen. Okay, we've started the first two Mishnayos in Mesachta Tamid, and Be'ezras Hashem will continue tomorrow morning. Have a lovely, amazing, terrific day.